This is Of Nests and Spritelings by Bitter Chocolate Stars, a Star Wars The Clone Wars Star Wars prequel trilogy fanfic. It is rated T, and no archive warnings apply. It features the relationship Cody / Obi-Wan Kenobi, and has the tags Alternate Universe Fantasy, Bay and Fairies, No Angst, Fluff, Domestic Fluff, These Two Are Cute and Zappy and In Love. Summary: Cody built him a house, then a nest, then a second nest when he became his husband. Now, it's Obi-Wan's turn to build a nest. Cody built him a nest. It was a new experience for Obi-Wan. No one had ever really made him a nest before. Not like this. There was a time when he was 15 and had been emotional and irritable as his changing body finally settled, and he burst into tears because his tea had steeped just a little too long. Qui-Gon had bundled him up into a nest and remade his tea for him. That had been platonic. Familial. What Cody had made was a declaration of intent. It was a question. Cody had declared Obi-Wan a member of the community by building him a small home in Mandalore Grove for when he visits, instead of just offering him a room to stay in. It was a show of accepting who Obi-Wan was, and a request for Obi-Wan to stay more permanently. With the nest, he was asking Obi-Wan if he would accept his courting. Obi-Wan wasn't really one to care about a somewhat outdated tradition of nest building, but it was different with Cody. Firstly, because he liked Cody a lot. Secondly, it was something that Cody clearly cared about. He had stood so anxiously at Obi-Wan's side when he'd shown Obi-Wan the nest. All flushed cheeks and fluttery gold wings. It was a good nest, built up with soft blankets woven from shed rabbit fur, and pillows stuffed with cotton fluff and pretty baubles made from desert glass stone hanging over it at just the right position to catch the light from the window and wash the room in a rainbow of color. Obi-Wan had teared up a bit. "Do you like it?" Cody had asked nervously. "Do you accept me?" was the unasked question. Obi-Wan had smiled brightly and declared it was amazing, proceeding to go on about its many wonderful features for long enough that Cody had finally leaned in to shut him up with a kiss. 6 years later, Cody had built their marriage home in the shade of a kara root tree. The nest he made was larger and even more stuffed full of soft things. Pretty baubles were interspersed with small flowers, sealed in resin now, and the vine plant that Obi-Wan had adopted trailed along the wall above the nest. Obi-Wan hadn't truly taken in the nest until the morning after their wedding night. He really had shed tears that time, curling around his new husband and kissing him deeply. 4 years after that, Obi-Wan built his first nest. It wasn't for him nor Cody. It was a small thing, resting inside a walnut shell crib. Cody had been gone with his brothers and father for months, dealing with a border issue between Mandalore Grove and Coruscant Crag. Unfortunately, King Palpatine was trying to push boundaries again. However, this had given Obi-Wan time to work on a declaration of his own. His mating season was coming up soon, and he knew Cody wanted Spritelings with him. Obi-Wan wanted that too. Thus, the crib, and the nest, and the entire nursery that the brothers that hadn't gone with Jango had helped him add on to the house. He was in the middle of writing another refusal to Anakin's request, or rather his demands, that Obi-Wan return to Coruscant at once. That the Mandalorians weren't to be trusted, according to Anakin's good friend Palpatine. Never mind the fact that Obi-Wan was married to a Mandalorian and had been living in their grove for a little over 5 years now, and visiting frequently years before that, and the only time he'd had an issue was the one time Bly accidentally poisoned him with Sheerroot Berry, forgetting that Stew Johnny couldn't digest them without getting sick. The boundary horn sounds over the grove. Obi-Wan tossed his quill and fluttered excitedly out of his office to wait for Cody in their main room. He didn't have to wait too long. Only 30 minutes had gone by the time Cody came hovering through the door with a curious look on his face. "Welcome home," Obi-Wan drags his husband in for a deep kiss. "I missed you, my love," he breathes when he falls away. "I missed you too, Shari," Cody smiles and quirks his eyebrows. "I notice there seems to be a new room on the house." Obi-Wan hums, hiding a smile. No idea what you're talking about, he claims.
Obi-Wan, Cody huffed.
I clearly saw the entire extra room on the outside of the house. I repainted the outside with shroy beetle pigment. That must be what you're seeing.
Obi-Wan, Cody whines, leaning forward to put most of his weight on his verdure. Show me.
Obi-Wan laughs. Everyone but his brothers always thought Cody was such a taciturn and serious man all the time. No one saw this whiny version of Cody that was impatient when it came to any kind of surprise.
All right, come on.
Obi-Wan took his hand and led him down the hall until they reached the new pale yellow door at the end. And just like that, Obi-Wan was nervous suddenly. He paused, looking back at his husband. Just keep in mind it doesn't have to be right away. Cody wore that amused little frown he got sometimes when he thought Obi-Wan was being anxious about something silly. The one that Obi-Wan found cute. Whatever it is, I'll be sure to keep that in mind, he promised gently, then added impatiently. Now, show me. Obi-Wan stole a kiss, then opened the door, stepping aside to let Cody in first. Cody stepped through the door and immediately froze. Obi-Wan tried not to get anxious the longer Cody stayed frozen, but finally it went on long enough, he blurted. Is it bad? If you don't like it, or you're not ready, you can tell me. I just thought that, well, we've spoken about it before, and my season is coming up, but it's not something you want. He's cut off when Cody spins on his heel and yanks Obi-Wan into a searing kiss, dipping him low. Obi-Wan lets slip a truly embarrassing noise. Cody pulls himself away from plundering Obi-Wan's mouth to give him the dopiest grin Obi-Wan has ever seen on his face. Brightlings? He asks, his wings practically buzzing with the force and speed of their fluttering. I take it you like the thought, Obi-Wan says breathlessly. Obi-Wan, Shari, Redur, Rooney, Cody says, punctuating each word with a kiss on Obi-Wan's face. Brightling, with you, he says, as if that is all the explanation needed.